Hello and welcome to The Big Fight, a show that is young at 21, the oldest running debate show on Indian television. I'm Sanket Upadhyay. The farmers' agitation has been going on for months now, but the last 1 week has seen a sudden flare-up along Delhi's borders. They've been labelled as Khalistanis and a Ward Wapsi gang by trolls, but I guess the templated trolls forgot. It is the farmers that they're talking about. Ultimately, the government heard them. Meetings have taken place. The result of those meetings are not what we are going to discuss because it's still ongoing. But on The Big Fight, we are forced to wonder why a situation like this has to arise in the first place. Some experts notice a trend in the central government's style of functioning, taking a decision at any cost instantly and then managing the consequences later. Article 370, CAA, and now the farm laws. All efforts on building the consensus come after the decision has already been taken instead of before the decision is to be taken. So on The Big Fight tonight, we ask a very, very elementary question. Reforms are good. They're required. But can reforms not be with consensus? India's farm sector reforms, why is consensus the first casualty? That's the question that we are asking. Let's now quickly introduce our guest this evening. We've got Lalita Kumaramangalam, member of the India Foundation, also the member of the BJP. Prakash Chand Sharma is the National Vice President of the Kisan Morcha of the Bharatiya Janata Party. Thank you very much. Shiraj Hussain, former Secretary, Agriculture, Government of India, is also with us. Nimrat Khera, singer and actor from Punjab, is also with us. Gaurav Vallabh, spokesperson of the Congress Party, is also with us. In just a short moment, we'll be joined in by Jagjit Singh Dalewal, who's the State President of the Bharat Kisan Union, and also Rakesh Tiket, farm leader and the national spokesperson of the BKU. Thank you very much. Let's start what we call over here as the first punch, where all of you get 1 minute of time for making your opening comments. So we'll begin with you, Lalita ji, Lalita Kumaramangalam. Your 1 minute time begins now.
Yeah. From the introduction of the topic that you gave, Sanket, it's very clear that the blame is again going to be placed at the feet or the door of the Bharatiya Janata Party. Let me bring to attention a couple of points. First, that the farm laws were discussed in Parliament, but the opposition seems to have developed a habit of walking out every time any laws that they don't want to agree to and don't want to support are discussed in Parliament. Second, let's also make it, let's not forget that during this agitation, and I say that in inverted commas, we have had people asking for Khalistan. We have had people saying repeal the CAA laws. We've had people talk about various other things, which are totally unrelated to the farm laws. As you said, the farm laws are being discussed, and whatever agreement the government and the farmers, agitating farmers, will come to is something that we can discuss later. But let's not forget the amount of money and the amount of control that the Arhatiyas have had over Indian agriculture for decades, and which have been, and the APMCs, which everybody, sure, including the, just one, give me 10 seconds.
Sure.
Including the Bharatiya Kisan Union, had demanded that they be abolished. Now everybody seems to have changed their tune, but that's not surprising because the whole issue has been politicized.
Okay. Prakash Chand Sharma, National Vice President of the Kisan Morcha. Your 1 minute begins now, Mr. Sharma.
Sanket, all reforms are based on, you know, the futuristic part. The futuristic part that contains your supply chain management, that contains the market where we complete the food security for our coming population, how to feed them, how to go about it. So it is not a concern, as you are saying, reforms are based on, you know, just a hypothetical part. BJP has just decided and they just got implemented it. It's a years of research. You know, it was based on the SM Swaminathan's committee that was recommended all the things. And this is implemented first time in the history of India where nobody else did it. And now it's the time just to see what the repercussions will come. We should not talk in a perception that this will come and this will happen. Then if what this condition will emerge, this is nothing happened yet. And the people are supporting it. Few people, they are against, their worries are there. But that is totally based on the perception.
Okay. All right. Siraj Hussain.
I am not entering into any debate with politicians. I would only like to say very briefly that laws which are made with consensus across the stakeholders are more easily accepted by everyone. We have two examples, the GST law, which was much more difficult than many other laws enacted by the government, and the recently enacted labor laws, which were examined by the parliament, examined by the select committee, so the acceptability is much higher.
Okay. Okay. Devinder Sharma is a food and trade policy analyst, is now also with us. Devinder Sharma? Okay, we'll go back to Devinder Sharma in just a short moment. But Gaurav Vallabh, spokesperson of the Congress Party, your 1 minute begins now.
Sanket, I was not able to hear Mr. Hussain's statement. Please check that technical error.
Sure.
So, Sanket, I will start with what the gentleman from BJP is saying. Futuristic. Is the farmer can't see his future? You can see his future more than the lakhs of farmers. Who asked for this type of reform by bypassing APMC and having the entry of the suit put friends in the agriculture sector? And the million-dollar question, Sanket, is that kaun, kahan, aur kab? Who, where and when we are going to get the MSP? Where we are going get the MSP? If somebody is not able to get the MSP, where he should approach? He should approach Prime Minister's office or Agriculture Minister's office. And if suit put guy is buying the in a private mandi, buying at a price less than MSP, what kind of criminal offences will be prosecuted under which section? So these are three black laws in front of me. I am asking and I am challenging.
Okay,
where it is written that MSP will be
okay? 1 minute.
For the
1 minute of your opening comment. Okay, one
That's
minute
all.
Time for your opening comment is over. Before I start the big fight, let me now also introduce Nimrat Khera, singer and actor from Punjab. Nimrat, good evening.
Good evening.
Your 1 minute time we give to all our panelists for their opening comment. So I want to know from you what you think about this entire agitation. What comes to your mind? Your time starts now.
Actually, I'm not into any debate or not into any political stuff.
Sure.
So I would say that the whole thing is very whatever is going, ये सब बहुत ही गलत हो रहा है हम किसानों के साथ. और जहाँ तक कि अगर हम बात करें कि हम क्यों वोकल हैं, हम आर्टिस्ट लोग इस चीज को लेकर क्यों इतना वोकल हैं, तो वो सारी चीजें मैं आज आप सबके साथ डिस्कस करना चाहूँगी.
हाँ बिल्कुल
जी.
तो उससे संबंधित आप क्या बोलना चाहेंगे?
इसलिए वोकल हैं क्योंकि अगर बात पंजाब की आएगी, अगर बात किसानी की आएगी, तो हमारा वोकल होना बनता है क्योंकि हम सारे फार्मर्स की बैकग्राउंड से हैं. इट्स नॉट अबाउट फाइनेंशियल लॉसेस, वो तो हम फेस करेंगे ही करेंगे. इसके साथ साथ इट्स ऑल अबाउट आर इमोशंस, इट्स ऑल अबाउट आर कल्चर, इट्स ऑल अबाउट आर डिग्निटी. और अगर ये सारी चीजें हमसे कोई छीनना चाहे तो प्रोटेस्ट तो हम करेंगे ही. और वैसे भी जो प्रोटेस्ट है वो बहुत ही पीसफुली और डेमोक्रेटिक वे से हो रहे हैं. तो मेरी गवर्नमेंट से यही अपील है कि ये सारे जो बिल हैं इनको वो दे मस्ट टेक बैक.
जी ओके राइट. सो लेट मी नाउ क्विकली गो बैक टू गौरव वल्लभ. गौरव यू वर यू हैड सम पॉइंट्स टू मेक एंड देन ललिता कुमार मंगलम वांटेड टू रिप्लाई. सो विल बिगिन विद यू गौरव. यू कैन कंप्लीट व्हाट यू वर सेइंग.
सी संकेत, व्हेन ललिता जी वाज स्पीकिंग शी वाज टेलिंग खालिस्तानी है, देशद्रोही है, पाकिस्तानी है. वन फिल्म एक्ट्रेस फ्रॉम आवर कंट्री सेइंग 100 रुपए में. इनको शर्म नहीं आती ये बोलते हुए? आर दे नॉट अशेम्ड ऑफ देमसेल्फ स्पीकिंग दीस टाइप ऑफ थिंग्स फॉर द फार्मर्स ऑफ आवर कंट्री? एंड व्हाट फार्मर्स आर डिमांडिंग? दे आर डिमांडिंग द राइट प्राइस फॉर देयर प्रोडक्ट. दे आर डिमांडिंग द मिनिमम सपोर्ट प्राइस विच गवर्नमेंट डिसाइड्स फॉर देयर प्रोडक्ट. If where they should get the MSP, if the suit boot friends are going to start the private mandis, who is going to ensure the MSP? Where, in which clause, in which sub clause, in on what page number of these bills or these acts it is written that MSP is ensured or ensured to the farmer? And if MSP is a farmer is not getting, where he should go? That is the simple two questions which farmer is asking. And they are saying Khalistani, Pakistani, tukde tukde. They are not tukde tukde. Hum unke tukde khate hain. Whatever they are going to grow in their fields, we are going to have their tukde. They are not tukde tukde, madam. They are not Khalistani. They are not Pakistanis. Sure, they are not Deshdrohis.
Right to reply.
They are the farmers of our country.
Okay, let's listen
and
to the reply.
I salute each one of them.
Lalita Kumaramangalam. Yeah. Quick reply, please, first, before we move on. Because, you know, I want to concentrate more on the point of consensus building. The focus of today's show is consensus building.
Allow me to reply to the insults that Mr. Vallabh has thrown at me. I'm not normally somebody who loses her temper, uses rough words. But I must say that it's very sad to see a party where once my father and my brother were ministers has come to the level that he lies on national television. I never called anybody Khalistanis or chores or tukde tukde, etc. I said these were also some of the demands that, strangely enough, came up in the midst of the farmers' agitation. Now, let me make it very clear here that the question is not about the fact that farmers are agitating. They are. They have been misled. They have been fed all sorts of stories where they are afraid. They have their doubts. Those doubts are now being addressed by the government. And they will, sooner or later, there will be an agreement from both sides. Now, at a time like this, of course, emotions run very high and a lot of things are said, which perhaps people will may later regret. But the fact is that this entire issue has been politicized too much. With all due respect to the lady who spoke, Ms. Shiraj Hussain, I'm very appreciative of her loyalty to her people. But this is not about emotions. This is a hard economic decision that was taken by the government of India. And let me remind the spokesperson of the Congress that the Congress had this in their manifesto. They may cry from here to kingdom come about how bad the BJP is. But considering that they actually had all these points, including the abolition of the APMCs in their manifesto, in their state manifesto in 2019 for Punjab.
Yeah, but then, you know, I asked this question, Lalita ji, since we are talking about this. See, I asked this question of the Congress party and Mr. Jakhad of the Congress from Punjab said that we did ensure, we did propose this, but we ensured that there is parity between the APMC and a private mandi. What this law proposes, the farm laws of the Union government propose, is no parity.
Sanket, what has been made clear in all these laws is that every farmer in this country, regardless of whether he's marginal or a billionaire, can sell wherever he wants. He has the freedom to sell to the mandis where he has been misused by the Arhatiyas for to God knows what limit, you know that. Or he can sell to a private player if he feels he's getting a better price.
But then what is the harm in providing him some legal protection?
For a ride by the moment, as the Congress keeps saying. I mean, those are just terms which are really ridiculous.
At this moment, Ms. Kumaramangalam, it appears that a system will now come where obviously there will be a private and a parallel system that will have some advantage over an APMC system, and then APMC system will become less lucrative and then eventually perish. I think that's the fear. And then this new system will have no guarantee of MSP. This system will not have any legal rights, all of which, and I'm saying this again, the government is willing to consider. But there is enough trust deficit right now among the farmers to not trust this as well. Very quickly, Siraj Hussain.
The trust deficit is due to the mischief that's being made by people like the Congress and others who are not
at
really
that level,
farm leaders at all.
Where farmers
and who all
across...
asked for exactly the same demands a few years back. Now they've turned turtle just because it is the BJP that has brought it in. And I've said this before on national television, I repeat it, because most probably they are totally outfoxed by the rising popularity of the Prime Minister.
Okay.
And their fear that they are not able
to
cope with it. That's it.
Okay, yeah,
it's
one moment.
Totally
Siraj Hussain, Rakesh Tikait is also with us, farmer leader and national spokesperson of the Bharatiya Kisan Union. Tikait saab bhi humare saath judh gaye hain, lekin sabse pehle Siraj Hussain, you know, I again come back to the point on consensus building. Do you think that, you know, we spoke to Mr. Prem Prakash Chandra Sharma and he said consensus was built. This law is based on years and years of research. But the point is that there is, you know, there are mechanisms like a select committee, there are processes in parliament, there is a political process, a consultation with stakeholders to only make the law better. Even now, if I hear the farmers correctly, they're saying scrap this law and sit and talk to us and let's build a new law on reforms together instead of repairing this one which was passed in a hurry. Mr. Hussain.
There are two things. The first thing is that the government should not be going through ordinance route for ordinary laws. Now, there was no urgency in this case, but lately we have seen in the last couple of years, not only at the center, but even in the states, that for almost everything, the governments are resorting to issuing the ordinances and then placing it before the parliament or the state assemblies, where they are hardly debated and they are passed only in a couple of hours or at the most in 2 or 3 days' time. So obviously, there is not enough parliamentary scrutiny, as a result of which there is opposition once the laws are enacted. And the second point is, which makes me happy, is that that in this case, the government has at least initiated discussions with the farmers' unions, which was not done in case of the protests against the CAA. So that is a good sign.
Yeah. Yeah. Perhaps, do you think perhaps the reason why the government is doing this, perhaps because they realize that it's the farmers? Because the government, even when it passed the farm reforms, never said that they don't want a dialogue with the farmers. I remember reading the statements of Mr. Tomar, the agriculture minister, who kept saying that we want farmers to come for a conversation, for a dialogue. This is the fifth round of dialogue which is going to take place on Saturday. But, you know, the larger point is, the larger point over here, Mr. Tikait. Tikait sahab, main aapke paas aana chahta hoon. Jo bada mudda hai yahan par, wo hai samanvay banane ka, consensus banane ka. Mere paas kuch aankde hain, main uske aadhar par aapse sawal poochna chahta hoon. Aksar sansadiya pranali ye kehti hai ki aap kisi bhi bill par vishesh charcha ke liye usko ek select committee mein bhejein, parliamentary committee mein bhejein. 14th Lok Sabha mein 60% bill standing committee mein gaye. 15th में 71%, 16th लोकसभा में 25% बिल, और अभी जो लोकसभा चल रही है उसमें एक भी बिल सिलेक्ट कमेटी में नहीं गया है। तो आपको लगता है कि समन्वय बनाने का ये जो प्रयास है वो नहीं बना? अगर ये किया गया होता तो शायद एक बेहतर बिल, अच्छा बिल बन जाता। ठीक है साहब,
बहुत बढ़िया बिल आता। हाँ, मैं इससे पहले भी जैसे बताता हूँ, एक नया भूमि अधिग्रहण बिल आया था और बहुत विवादों के बाद वो बिल आया। कांग्रेस की सरकार थी 2013 में वो बिल आया और स्टैंडिंग कमेटी की चेयरमैन सुमित्रा महाजन थी। सारे पॉलिटिकल पार्टियों ने अपने आर्गुमेंट दिए, हमसे भी दस्तावेज दिए, हम भी वहाँ पे गए और सुमित्रा महाजन जी को हमने अपनी बात रखी, अपना पक्ष रखा किसानों की तरफ से, और किसान के भी बहुत संगठन वहाँ पर उन्होंने बुलाए, हमने बोले भी हम और अपना लिखित में भी हमने दिया, और एक अच्छा बिल नया भूमि अधिग्रहण एक्ट देश में आया। आज सब उस पर वो कर रहे कि एक अच्छा बिल था। तो ऐसा ही अगर इस टाइम पर हुआ होता, किसानों से पूछा जाता, सारे लोगों से बातचीत कर ली होती, तो एक बेहतरीन बिल हम भारत को दे सकते थे, देश को, क्योंकि कृषि के लिए बिल आ रहा, गांव के लिए बिल आ रहा, तो हमको भी ये है कि भाई हमारे पक्ष की बात नहीं है, और ज़्यादातर ये व्यापारियों के हित में, बड़े जो कॉरपोरेट घराने होंगे उनके पक्ष में इस बिल में बहुत सी चीज़ें हैं, और किसान को कहीं पे भी प्रोटेक्शंस नहीं है, किसान को कहीं से भी सरकार की मदद नहीं है, तो इसलिए किसान पूर्ण रूप से सड़कों पर है जी।
Okay, Mr. Prakash Chand Sharma, I want to come to you. You have heard what Mr. Tikait has to say. That really is the bottom line. Consensus building, had that happened in advance, nowhere do I hear Mr. Tikait saying ki bhai hame naye bill nahi chahiye. Unhone kaha hai ye jis tarike se aapne bill pass kiya hai ye theek nahi hai. Aap charcha kar lete to ho sakta hai hum log milke aur acha bill banate. We would have had a much better bill. And I again want to draw your attention to these figures, and then maybe Lalita ji can also weigh in. बट प्रकाश जी, आप बताइए मुझे, हाउ कैन यू हैव द 14th लोकसभा सेंडिंग 60% बिल्स टू द पार्लियामेंट्री कमेटी, 15th लोकसभा सेंडिंग 71% बिल्स, द 16th लोकसभा विच इज मोदी 1 सेंडिंग 25% ऑफ द बिल्स टू अ पार्लियामेंट्री कमेटी, एंड सो फार इन 1.5 years नॉट वन बिल, एंड लुक एट द इंपॉर्टेंट बिल्स, the nature of the sort of legislation being passed, not one bill has been sent, something as important as this.
Sanket, let me tell you, here you are using all your data, all your research into it, but at the same time, what we have did with this agriculture bill, no data you are producing in front of the audience, and like it is more governed by the emotion and you know egoistic kind of things are feeling.
What part of bills being sent to the parliamentary committee is about emotion? Tell me.
What is so emotional about sending bills to parliamentary committee?
This is a process.
Sanket, one thing is very clear. Like this is a hard work of a long due process, right? It's a lot of research. Let me tell you, like if you will compare 2014 to 2020, 6 years, the Modi government was there. What reforms we have made, you also should consider all the points.
No, I agree with you. But my point is, if there is a concern, if the stakeholders whose life you want to improve are up in arms saying that we don't, we want more safeguards. I mean, as a member of the Kisan Morcha, do you or do you not feel that the farmers need to, their interests need to be safeguarded?
Definitely is there. As a Kisan Morcha, our process is just to communicate the things between the farmers and between the government. So we are a bridge between them. We are already into the commitment. If you will see in 2019, the massive win we got by the farmers, because the facilities provided by the Modi government to them, they really appreciated it. Either it was the seed availability to them, or the fertilizer, or the electricity, or just to provide the infrastructure, or the water. We are just focusing the things, rather just to creating the Punjab into the center. The other farmers are there. Tikesh Saab and his whole family and whole his life is devoted to the farmers, and they are doing very well. They are just talking to them. Like we should concentrate and we should,
मुझे एक चीज समझ में नहीं आ रही. एक टिकैत साहब, मैंने कई चीज देखी है. अभी यहाँ पर अलग अलग बात होती है. एक तरफ ये बोला जाता है कि किसानों को बरगलाया जा रहा है, उनको दे आर बींग मिसलेड, ठीक है, उनको गलत राह पर ले जाया जा रहा है, भड़काया जा रहा है. दूसरी तरफ किसानों से मुलाकात भी हो रही है, उनका बातें मानी भी जा रही है. नरेंद्र सिंह तोमर की अगर आप बात सुन ले तो उनका ये कहना है कि हाँ, आपकी कुछ जो डिमांड्स हैं उसका उस पर हम विचार करेंगे. तो अगर वो जो बात अभी जिस पर सरकार विचार कर रही है, 2 महीने पहले तक वो मिसलीड था. उसी बात के लिए ये बोला जाता था कि ये तो भड़काया जा रहा है. आज उसी बात को मानने की बात भी हो रही है. ललिता कुमार मंगलम, आई गिव यू टाइम, यू कैन एक्सप्लेन योर पोजिशन.
भड़काने के बहुत बातचीत आई है कि भड़का रहे. यहाँ तो कोई मिला नहीं. किसान रात को रुकता है यहाँ पे सर्दी में, ना कोई यहाँ पॉलिटिकल पार्टी वाला, एक आधा कोई आता है तो दिन में आता है बस कि मेरा समर्थन है, लेकिन रात को कोई नहीं लौटता यहाँ पे किसानों के बीच में. दूसरे और जो न्यूसेंस करने वाले लोग हैं ना, वो दिख रहे हमें, हम तो उनकी तलाश कर रहे हैं, कहाँ है, उनसे खेत में काम करवाएंगे अगर यहाँ कोई मिलेगा. उनकी तलाश है, ऐसा नहीं. देखो ये तो एक पॉलिटिकल एजेंडा है, कांग्रेस इन पर लगाएगी, ये इन पर लगाएंगे. किसान ना किसी के बहकावे में आ रहा, किसान का तो नुकसान है. किसान इसलिए दिल्ली में, आज भी 32 साल बाद में किसान दिल्ली में आया है, और ये जब आया, जब पूर्ण रूप से तंग हो गया, मरने हाल हो गया, इसकी फसल आधे रेट से कम पे बिकने लगी, और इस मूवमेंट को पूर्ण से किसान डील कर रहा है. ना कोई ऐसा पॉलिटिकल सपोर्ट है, ना कोई वे आ रहे.
नहीं, पर तो मैंने आज किसानों की तरफ से मैंने सीपीआई के बहुत सारे, सीपीएम के बहुत सारे नेताओं को मंच से भाषण देते हुए सुना. किसानों की तरफ से वो बोल भी रहे थे कि हम 8 तारीख को चक्का जाम करेंगे, भारत बंद करेंगे. तो आपको नहीं लगता आपका मंच जो है वो राजनीति के लिए भी इस्तेमाल हो सकता है? लोग समर्थन दें, अकाली भी समर्थन दे रहे हैं, लेकिन आपके मंच पर से ऐलान कर देना.
ममता जी भी आई थी.
हाँ, होगा कोई आ जाता होगा, एक आधा में भी समर्थ वो मिला लेते हैं, लेकिन यहाँ कोई नहीं रहा. रात रूत को कोई नहीं रुक रहा है यहाँ पे.
ठीक है,
ये तो किसानों से ये है कि वोट दे रखी सरकार को, जो जनता ने, ये काम करना चाहिए. जो बिल गलती सलती किसी लिखत पढ़त में होगी किसी किलरक ने कर दी होगी, तो अब तो अपना ठीक कर ले.
ठीक है, मैं बहुत जल्दी, वेरी क्विकली, ललिता कुमार मंगलम, आई वॉन्ट टू कम बैक टू यू. सी, आई अगेन वॉन्ट टू ब्रिंग द टॉपिक बैक, और द कॉन्वर्जेशन बैक टू द टॉपिक दैट वी आर डिस्कसिंग. कंसेंसस. यू हर्ड मिस्टर टिकैत, ही इज सेइंग, व्हाट इफ इट वुड हैव बीन ग्रेट इफ ऑल द स्टेक होल्डर्स सैट टुगेदर, डिस्कस्ड लाइक इट हैज हैपन्ड इन वेरियस अदर केसेस ऑल्सो, एंड यू वुड हैव हैड अ बेटर बिल. Mr. Siraj Hussain is saying the exact same thing. A better bill, a more acceptable bill. Is that not in the interest of the government for the stakeholders to be happy?
Sanket, can I now start giving my reply?
Sure. Right.
First of all, the Bharatiya Kisan Union themselves had demanded demolition of APMCs, full freedom to trade, sell, etc., farmland, and to do contract farming. And they've even asked for the repeal of the 9th schedule. That's a different, the 9th schedule issue is a different issue altogether.
Sure.
But let me say that I respect the fact that Mr. Tekeet here today, this evening, and he's a real farmer, he's not playing politics, I agree, has told the truth. What is being said, you had a point yourself, you made it, that this munch, this forum, if that's what you want to call it, is being misused by a lot of politicians to score brownie points against the BJP. This is one of the main reasons for the fervor, or I mean, I would say almost fetid fervor of what has happened over the last 2 weeks or so. Now, initially, it started off as a non-violent protest. But when you start throwing stones, etc., and the police has to retaliate, it becomes like a free-for-all, which was to be regretted from both sides. I don't think the BJP is very happy it happened. I don't think the genuine farmers who want their voices to be heard are happy that sort of thing happened. But the point also is that now that the farmers are talking directly to the government, and this point I want to emphasize, that when there is no third party involved who's trying to make mischief, and rather successfully, I'll have to add, they've made it in the recent past, they are talking. And there is consensus which is evolving.
Now,
this Ms. whole process of the new law, just 1 minute.
Consensus building effort now.
One sec. No. The consensus.
After the law is in place.
Look, the law, after it was put in place, there were many people who came up with objections which were totally, I mean, not even very reasonable, because most of the farmers have probably not been able to go into the nitty-gritty of the law.
Do you know how difficult it is even for somebody like you and me, Sanket,
who are educated legal people rights to read farmers, through these laws in detail? They go into hundreds of pages.
Giving more legal rights to farmers is an issue which is being raised for 2 months now. Right, I've been hearing farmers talk about giving more legal rights for over 2 months now. The point on MSP guarantee is being made by the Bharatiya Kisan Sangh.
Pushed into the 9th schedule, and those laws are not allowed to even be adjudicated upon.
If you
that
allow
is a different
me,
issue. I don't think the government is against that.
Ms. Kumaramangalam, the point on MSP guarantee is being made not by the protesting farmers at Singhu border. It is being made by an RSS affiliate organization called the Bharatiya Kisan Sangh.
Yes,
they're saying,
I know.
Don't put these.
But that is just the
don't
point
get these that laws going in its present
point.
Form.
That I'm sorry. That is just the point that this is the actual face of the BJP, where it is not. I mean, it's not being pushed down anybody's throat. We have said come for talks, and we kept
so
saying
those,
it.
Again, those talks could have happened before you bring in the law.
Things out of proportion and totally misrepresented what was
so
actually meant
this,
to be for the
so Ms.
Kumaramangalam,
then you admit that this was the railroading of a legislation.
No, it was not. Sanket, don't forget that every time any new reform law is brought into the parliament after the BJP government has come into power, there the opposition coolly walks out. They say, we don't want to talk. Then what are you talking about? Whom do you, aren't the MPs the representatives of the people? Hmm. Aren't they supposed to bring the
What
the
about
doubts,
sending such an important legislation to the parliamentary committees?
Where was the opposition for us to send it to? Every time we started discussing it, they walked out. And what do you expect, that every time parliament just, I mean, they stop, they try to stop the parliament from functioning properly, we say, no, we'll run to the select committees. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Okay, let me get in a response.
I mean, how do you expect any parliament to run if this is how opposition behaves?
Yes, Gaurav Vallabh, would you like to respond? Professor Vallabh.
Sanket, the problem is that the so-called decisions by the current government, they used to decide at 8 p.m. and they used to implement from 12 p.m. Whether it's a demonetization, whether it's a flawed implementation of GST, whether it is lockdown decision. And during the lockdown, when the entire country was under pandemic, when agriculture growth was 3.4%, during that lockdown, what government gave to the hardworking farmers of our country, they gave these three black laws. And I will ask a very simple question to madam, that what is the problem in the consensus building? The problem is that, madam, in your show, Sanket, Lalita ji mentioned one statement, one nation, one market. Whereas Mr. Manohar Lal Khattar, the Chief Minister of Haryana, on record is telling, I will not allow any
God,
person
what
to enter. Please, please, madam,
say
have some
television.
Please, madam, please, please, please.
देखिए हम झूठ मत बोलिए मैंने वन नेशन वन मार्केट बिल्कुल
थोड़ा
नहीं बोला
थोड़ा सा
मैडम
ओके
मैडम
आई हैड नॉट बाय वन प्लीज
इंटरफेयर्ड इन बिटवीन सो मनोहर लाल खट्टर इज सेइंग
शी हैज एन
ही विल नॉट
टू अ कोर्ट
ही विल नॉट मनोहर लाल
ऑब्जेक्शन टू
मिनिस्टर ऑफ हरियाणा इज सेइंग
दैट
ही विल नॉट
अलाउ टू हर वन मोमेंट गौरव वल्लभ शी हैज गौरव वल्लभ वन मोमेंट लेट मी कम इन शी हैज एन ऑब्जेक्शन टू अ कोर्ट दैट यू आर wrongly attributing to her.
So, okay, so one nation, one market is not there. She is telling one nation, one market is not the objective of this particular,
don't
these three farm laws.
So
I'm taking back.
Allah,
I'm taking
not,
back.
Do
okay.
not lie about
I, because
what
you
I have
quoted
said
this.
Or
you
not
check,
said.
You check your, Sanket, you check your records because this program is live. She quoted that the entire country, one nation, one market is the one of the objective of this
No,
law.
I did not.
That is not there. Okay,
no,
okay,
I did
okay.
not.
But please, please, madam. Madam, okay, I am taking back.
I am
but
not
Prime
a
Minister
member of the Congress.
Quoted.
I don't
Honorable
lie.
Honorable Prime Minister time and again had quoted that these three farm laws will help in one nation, one market for the output of the farmers. But when
you
Mr. Manohar Lal Khattar,
I have not said
the
it
Chief
on
Minister
this,
of Haryana, is saying
any
that
other
I will not
for
allow
that
any Bajra producing Kisan to enter into Haryana and sell his product. The Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister, Mr. Shivraj Singh Chauhan, is saying that if any farmer from the other state is going to come to Madhya Pradesh for selling his output, he is going to confiscate the tractor, he is going to confiscate the four-wheelers, he is going to send them in jail. So who is lying? Prime Minister or these? Why these things are happening, Sanket? Because there is no consensus building. 8 baje nirnay karo, 12 baje nirnay le lo. These things are not democratic way of decision making. These are not a good practices for the parliamentary type of democracy which our country is. This is dictatorial rule. This is 8 baje soch ke 12 baje ke nirnay nahi chalenge. Second
Sanket,
point, Sanket,
not
very
replied
small
to the
point.
Question that
yeah,
you
very
asked
quickly,
him.
Please.
He's
please.
Just gone off on a rant of his own where he's actually
no,
lying
no, no,
about
please,
what
please,
I have said or
please,
not said.
Please, please, please
okay,
allow
please
me.
Conclude.
I have to make one statement.
Professor
Vallabh,
please
statement.
Conclude and then Lalita
please,
Kumaramangalam
I'm
gets the right
to
reply.
Okay.
And
I'm
then
going
I move on. Yes.
Madam said that she had not referred tukde tukde, Khalistani, Pakistani. But madam, are you aware that the cabinet ministers of the current BJP government in Delhi are making these statements that photo se mujhe koi isme kisan nahi dikh rahe? Manoj Tiwari ji is saying that these are tukde tukde gang guys. So are you going to condemn them on the national television? Are you going to say that whatever they had said is wrong? If you are saying like this, then I can respect you. Otherwise, saying that I had not said, the Prime Minister is saying something, you are representing BJP and saying, I had not said, Madam Prime Minister, and I can show you the tweet of the Prime Minister, that one nation, one market is the objective of these
sure,
laws.
Okay,
and
okay,
Chief Minister
okay,
of
okay,
two states...
My debating point was on consensus building.
Yeah,
but very quickly, right
reply.
To reply, Lalita Kumaramangalam
yes,
and then Mr. Shiraj Hussain.
Yeah, unfortunately, Gaurav belongs to the Congress
waiting,
where
waiting,
there is
yeah.
no real internal democracy. In the BJP, let me tell you that many of us may say different things at different times, but we are all belonging to one party. There is inner party democracy, one. And two, I am not here to rebut or refute anything anybody else has said. I merely pointed out, Mr. Vallabh, that you tried to put words in my mouth that I had not said. You lied on national television about what I said.
My question is very
Continue
simple.
To shout.
Are you
Continue
representing
to shout.
BJP?
I don't
okay,
mind.
Please,
Are
one by one.
Are you representing BJP or
we
not?
We won't make any sense of this debate. One moment. Very
Are
quickly.
Are you representing
right reply.
Bharatiya Janata
Sanket,
Party or not? Just tell me.
Sanket. I don't think I need to reply to people who tell lies on television barefaced. He is not able to admit, he doesn't have the guts to say that, yes, I lied.
One nation,
so he's
one
just
market
twisting the whole
is the
thing
objective
around.
Of this?
Let us come
Madam,
back
why you
to
are
the,
lying
let
like
us
this?
Come back to the point
Can
of consensus
one
on
moment,
this farm bill. This is
time
a lot
of
waste of time
of
what
debate.
Mr. Vallabh is
let
doing.
Me come
this
back
is an
to
old
the main.
Habit of the Congress.
Can I show you
let us come
one
back
nation,
to the point.
I want to come back to the point on consensus building. Very quickly, Mr. Shiraj Hussain
and
Nimrat. Shiraj Hussain and Nimrat. Mr. Hussain, I want to come to you now. You tell me what could have been done differently had there been a more consensus building on a crucial issue like farm reforms, farm sector reforms. What could the government have embedded in this bill for there to be a trust deficit, for farmers to be happy in accepting it, for the Congress finding little objection, not so much objection, for everything to be good.
It is true that many of the points included in the three bills have been under discussion for a long time, but the states which have set up a very robust procurement system over the last four decades are the states which have provided food security to India for about 40-50 years. So the concerns of the farmers in these states primarily relate to the fluctuation in prices, the volatility. So I would have imagined that if there was more discussion, perhaps some new ideas would have come how to address volatility. Also, I think if you know, my advice was taken, then I would have suggested that the government should also prepare a 10-year roadmap. Because even today in the Swarajya magazine, there is an article which is very clearly saying that PDS should not be continued in its current form. We should move over to DBT, etc., etc. So a number of these reforms have been on the table. They are under discussion. And that is what the farmers of Punjab and Haryana have been feeling threatened from. They think that the government will dilute the PDS, as a result of which the requirement of food grains which are being procured currently will go down. And therefore, the price realization currently at the MSP will be lower by 30-40%. So what the farmers fear most is the volatility of prices.
Okay. I think that's a very important point that has been made. Ms. Kumaramangala, I'm going to come back to you so that you can respond to it also. But Nimrat, let me come back to you. The point on consensus building. Aap Punjab se hain. मैं आपसे ये जानना चाहता हूं कि अगर सरकार ने एक समन्वय बनाने की, एक कंसेंसस बिल्ड करने की कोशिश पहले से की होती, सो थिंग्स वुड हैव वर्क्ड आउट बेटर. आई मीन द गवर्नमेंट रिप्रेजेंटेटिव्स हियर से दिस लॉ इज अ रिजल्ट ऑफ इयर्स ऑफ कॉन्वर्जेशन. बट व्हाई इज इट दैट फार्मर्स आर नॉट एक्सेप्टिंग इट? इज इट जस्ट बिकॉज दे हैव बीन मिसलेड, और डू दे एक्चुअली फील दैट इट्स नॉट इन देयर फेवर? एंड हैड दिस कंसेंसस बीन बिल्ट, things would have been better.
सबसे पहले तो बात ये है कि clearly ये जो bills हैं, ये totally और totally farmers के हित में नहीं है. हम लोकतंत्र में जो laws बनाते हैं, इसलिए बनाते हैं कि लोगों के हित में जाए. जब हम खुश ही नहीं है इन लॉज से, हमें चाहिए नहीं, तो आप क्यों फोर्सफुली उनको हम पे डाल रहे हैं कि नहीं ये ऐसा ही होगा. सेकेंडली, जब ये लॉज बनाए गए तब तो इन्होंने हमारे साथ कॉन्वर्सेशन की नहीं. लॉकडाउन में ये सारा कुछ अचानक से कर दिया, और अब कॉन्वर्सेशन से, और कल ही किसी ने ये चीज बोली है कि गवर्नमेंट ने के लॉज में अमेंडमेंट होगी. इसका मतलब लॉज में कमी है, बिल्स में कमी है जो इन्होंने पास किए हैं, इसीलिए तो ये उसको अब करेक्ट करने की कोशिश कर रहे हैं ना. अगर वो सही ही थे तो फिर तो उनके उनमें करेक्शन की कहीं गुंजाइश नहीं.
लेकिन अगर वो सही ही थे तो उसके बाद अगर सरकार बोलती है सही है हम चेंज नहीं करेंगे, तो फिर लोग मुड़ के बोलते कि भाई देखिए ये तो सरकार सुनती ही नहीं है हमारी बात, कुछ भी कंसिडर करने को तैयार नहीं है.
लेकिन ये चीजें है ही गलत, तो हम कैसे मान ले? ऐसा तो नहीं है कि गवर्नमेंट कुछ भी कहे.
दैट्स अ वेरी वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट पॉइंट. You know, to feel the need to implement an amendment or even think about it, Ms. Lalita Kumaramangalam, within 2 months of passing a bill, is that not proof? I mean, you will always say that, see, this is the work of a responsive government, that it is responding to what the people are saying. But the point is that this is also the work of an impulsive government, that acting on an impulse. You had reform bills of this magnitude passed, and now within 2 months you're feeling the need for amendments. Amendments usually come when you implement and you see problems, and then the amendments come.
Let me put it this way, Sanket, that you were right in saying that the BJP government is a responsive government. When it came to GST, there were problems. You remember Arunji actually had promised that, look, we will respond to the need and the different needs from different parts of the country, and we did do it, which is precisely what is happening with the agricultural bills. There are different types of farmers throughout the country.
No, even before being implemented,
markets.
Within
a few
months.
And what we are doing now, let me finish, Sanket, please. Sure. What we are doing now is that we are reaching out to people, to farmers who say that we are not satisfied with the laws that you passed. whatever the reason may be, and we are listening to them.
No, farmers
you yourself
protested.
Have said we have had several reasons of several rounds of talks. No, the government did. The farmers protested and the government after that did reach out. Without reaching out, how would the talks have ever taken place? It has taken two sides. It takes two hands to clap, not one.
No,
anyway,
no, I think the point that Nimrat is making
of who's
very quickly,
right or wrong. The question
Ms. Kumara
here
Mangalam,
is that
the
government
I want your reply
is responding
on a very pointed
to demands
thing.
From the farmers or protests from the farmers.
Ms.
And
Kumara
isn't that
Mangalam,
what you want?
A very pointed question that Nimrat had
sure,
is that
yes.
if these bills were so good and were the works or were the result of years of study and research, then why is it that within a few months the government had to think or is thinking of changing it? Surely something is wrong, no? Surely
the government is discussing with the farmers why they are so upset. Narendra Tomar, any government is not run merely on a sense of governance, right? You also have to look at the politics of things. This whole issue has been politicized. The government has to sit with the farmers to discuss with them why they are so angry. And of course, we are not going to say that we're not going to listen to you. We're not going to change the bill. We don't think you're right. That's not how any sort of consensus, and you're using the word constantly, is built. Mm. Consensus means give and take. It doesn't mean that we are saying we are wrong. We are saying that we're willing to listen to you. And if you have doubts, yes, okay, let's sit together and see how we can solve this problem. This is not about the farmers being right and we being wrong,
okay.
Or the farmers being wrong and we being right.
Okay,
that sort
one
of
by
language
one.
Is very
sure.
Sort of incendiary language almost. So I request you, please don't go down that road at all now.
Sure.
Finally, there seems to be some sort of breakthrough inside. Both sides are talking to each other.
Hmm.
Let's look at it positively. There are people, many people who may agree that we have gone about
no,
it the wrong
this,
way,
No, but then this
cetera,
point on consensus that you're
and,
talking
I mean,
about,
they're,
you're
they
saying
have,
that finally
they have the
some
right
solution,
to their own opinion.
You're saying finally
but,
there is
but
some resolution inside.
That what the gentleman who spoke before me, I must say thank you to him for having pointed out what Swarajya has written today. Even I read that article.
Hmm.
And there is far more reform that is still needed in the agricultural sector. The agricultural sector is in an emergency situation today. I mean, they are the ones who held up the economy during the lockdown, yes, and we are deeply, every Indian should be deeply appreciative of it. The BJP certainly is. But the agricultural sector in India is in an emergent situation. It's really doing badly. And there's a huge amount of reforms that need to be carried out. What has been done is just not enough. There's many, many other things that still need to be done. And we know it. We are aware of it. And they will be done over a period
sure.
of time. It has to be
sure.
done
okay.
if
let's
agriculture
quickly
has
take,
to survive in India.
Let's quickly take some replies. Gaurav Vallabh and then Mr. Shiraj Hussain. And then Mr. Tiket.
Sanket.
Yes. One by one.
Madam, on June 5th, or 2020, the government said the only objective of these three ordinances at that time is one nation, one market. Please check, madam. I don't make a false statement. Number two, madam, the basic question, which I started with this question, and I am again asking this question. How, when, and where MSP is going to, farmer is going to get MSP? How, when, and where? Please answer these three questions. That how farmer is going to get MSP, when he is going to get MSP, and where he is going to get MSP. And if he is not getting from the in the private mandis, which you are in, having the system, then where he should go, what is the offense which is going to be registered against the suit good friends who is buying for less than MSP. These are two primary questions. For last 3 months, Congress party and all Kisan Union leaders, all farmers of the country is asking three questions. You are not having any answer, madam. It means what? That you want to buy, you want to make a system that the entire agriculture sector should be handed over to few crony capitalist friends of the government. That is coming out. Otherwise, answer these three fundamental questions, which every farmer
okay.
is asking,
Mr. Vallabh,
which Congress
stop
party
repeating
is asking.
The questions
madam.
Over and over again throughout the program. I have already
can you,
replied
can you,
to you.
Can,
sure. Okay.
Can you
okay. One by one.
How, when, and where? How,
unless
when, and where, madam?
Sanket, there's no point
madam,
in my
can
even
you
trying
answer
to speak.
How, when, and where? That's all.
Yes, I'm where going to. If you let me answer, I will.
Very quickly.
If you keep talking, then what will I answer? Yes, give me. Just chup ho jaiye.
Mr. Vallabh, one moment.
Give me answer. Give me.
Ms. Kumara Mangalam, quickly.
So you keep quiet
only,
then I can give you the answer.
Yeah.
Okay. The Prime Minister has said very clearly that MSP is not going to be debunked, destroyed or not used, right? Now, the farmer under these laws, let's not talk about more reform, etc. Under these laws, the farmer has the right to sell to whomever he wants. If he wants to sell to the mandis where he's being killed by the arhatiyas, that's his choice. If he wants to sell where he can get the minimum MSP, that is the minimum support price, he has every right to sell. The assumption that the private players are going to come in and then crush the farmer is still just an assumption. It has been made very clear by the government that we are doing this for the farmer's sake. We are not going to see, we are not going to permit anybody else to kill agriculture in this country. This is still the biggest employer of our people. Around 63% of most of Indian labor work
in
agriculture.
You have not understood
even
the
as a government
How,
and as a thing,
where?
We are not stupid. I've said, aap shayad behre ho gaye hain, Gaurav ji. You don't want to listen, so you're not listening. I can't help that.
Where
Please.
Did you get, which office, ma'am? Please what give me pointed answer.
No,
where,
the BJP does not give it through dalals in offices. The BJP hey, does by, direct benefit
madam,
transfer.
How
it will go into their
a pointed
accounts.
Question,
if they
where
want
he
MSP,
should get
it
the
will
MSP?
Go directly
when
into their
he should
accounts,
get the
Mr.
MSP?
Vallabh.
And how he is going to get MSP? I think I am asking
really,
a pointed
look,
question.
Either
you are giving blah, blah, blah,
to my replies.
You are not having answer. Tell me.
Accept that we have replied.
I
have to end this.
You don't have the answer to this question.
Ms. Kumara Mangalam and Professor Vallabh, I have to end this program
to
also.
Listen.
I'm running out of time.
I'm sorry that I had to yell so much on this program.
I'm
he's
sorry,
refusing to listen to what I'm saying.
No, we
don't
believe in noise.
How he's going to get, when
this
he's going to get,
does not believe
and
in
where
noise.
He's going to get.
Okay, I think Professor Vallabh, you've made your point. You've articulated your point. You have got a response from Ms. Kumara Mangalam. You're not satisfied with the response. Let's just leave it there. My quick last closing comment from Mr. Tiket. Tiket sahab, main aapse ye janna chahta hoon ki samanvay banane ka pehle prayas nahi hua aapka aisa manna hai, lekin ab prayas ho raha hai, to ab jo samanvay banega wo kya kisanon ko manzoor hona chahiye? Kyunki kisanon ka ye kehna hai ki nahi, abhi ye zabardasti samanvay banane ki zarurat nahi hai, kanoon hatao aur phir baat karo.
Baatcheet se hi ye hal nikalega. ये भी तो समन्वय ही है ना कि जो ये बिल है ये वापसी ले लो, किसानों की जो डिमांड है उसको पूरा कर लो, एमएसपी को कानून के दायरे में ले आओ,
बेहतर करने की
बिजली का एक एक देश है एक बिजली का, तो ये सारी चीजें कल बात होगी और उम्मीद है कि कुछ ना कुछ समाधान निकलेगा.
ठीक ठीक
है, देखो किसान तो समाधान के लिए बैठा हुआ है और हमेशा किसान शांति से अपनी बात करता है.
ठीक है, ललिता कुमार मंगलम, प्रोफेसर वल्लभ, निम्रत, शिराज हुसैन एज वेल एज मिस्टर टिकैत, थैंक यू सो मच फॉर जॉइनिंग अस ऑन द बिग फाइट. थैंक यू वेरी मच.